Tuesday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. Renewable energy advocates are voicing their concerns to maintain conservation and renewable energy funding in the next farm bill. DAK Renewable Energy CEO David Kohlsrud says conservation funding is one of the easiest paths to keep rural America thriving.
I'm thinking we need to preserve that funding because a lot of that funding is for, you know, for conservation. A lot of that's got to do with, you know, growing more with less and more farming practices, which improves not only water quality, but, you know, soil health and everything else. But I think the key to that is the fact that a lot of our innovation in agriculture and in markets now, whether it be sustainable aviation fuel or bioplastics or any fuels, it all starts with the farmer.
Kohlsrud says the conservation practices are extremely important to rural communities.
There's people out there right now making a living, helping farmers lower their carbon intensity score and all of that. All those attributes of growing commodities here in the Midwest are going to be attached to those commodities, and it's going to be followed all the way through the processing chain, and it's going to bring value back to the farmer. And we see that especially true with this movement towards sustainable aviation fuel, where, you know, all of that is, you know, how do farmers grow in that? But I think what you're seeing is with the money in the Inflation Reduction, it helps pay farmers to implement these practices.
The Minnesota State